A Creative Dance Podcast, Episode 2. This project has been made possible thanks to support from South Somerset District Council and Wassail Theatre Company. This podcast should not be listened to while driving or during any other activity, as it requires your full attention. Before taking part in the online class, please make sure you listen to my health and safety rules. I will not be held responsible or held liable for any injuries that may occur. Please make sure you have a nice open space and any sharp furniture is out of the way. Make sure you're wearing comfortable clothing that you can move in. Make sure you've got a drink of water available and also take a break when needed. Please do adapt the movement if you need to because of space or because of your own body. Make sure you're feeling well before you start. If you have any injuries previous to this class, please work within what your doctor has recommended. If you have any pets or you are dancing with another person in the room, please make sure you have enough space. And when you are doing the class, please remember that you've given full consent and take any risk into your own hands. This series will explore relaxation and movement. Today's episode will look at introducing you to movement and listening to your body. There is no pressure to move, but just enjoy the 30 minutes of respite from the world. I would like to say a massive thank you to Hannah Wilshire for her amazing work on the artwork for this podcast. Do take a look at her work, and shout out to my fellow performers, the Three Mats, for letting me feature on their podcast, Corpses on Stage. Do check it out, and all the details are in my bio. Just joined this podcast series. I'm Lucy and I'm 23 years old. I'm a graduate contemporary dance practitioner. I am continuing to explore dance and performing arts in the Southwest with a real passion for dance for health and dance therapy. I'm currently working as a teaching assistant at a school that works with children with autism and speech and language and communication needs. During our current climate, I feel there is so much uncertainty that it'd be useful to use somatic practice as a way of accepting and understanding how we're feeling without letting it hold us down for too long. During this podcast, I'd really love you to stay open-minded, allow yourself to explore the stillness, the movement, and just enjoy the experience. I really hope you enjoy my podcast. Find a comfortable position. This can be sat down on your bum or lying on your back, or if you prefer, you could be sat on a chair. Whatever makes you feel comfortable. Please make sure you are warm and that you don't feel restricted. You may pop a cushion under your head or under your back if that makes you feel more comfortable. We are now going to warm the body up. Thinking back to episode 1, I would like you to take a deep breath in. A big deep breath in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Breathe in slowly and exhale. Slowly breathe out. As you calmly breathe in and out, I would like you to turn your attention from the external environment to the internal environment, your inner self. Notice you, your thoughts. How is your body feeling? This is your time and this is your world. Are you feeling tense? Where in the body do you feel that tension? Are there areas that are more tense? And areas that are holding less tension? Is there anywhere in your mind and body that is feeling really relaxed? Please take a moment to explore and focus how you are feeling right at this minute. Starting at the top of the head, we are going to work our way around the body, releasing tension out of the muscles. We're going to start at the top of your head. There may be a tingling sensation that grows, trickling down the back of your head, down past the ears, down the front of your face. The tension fall away. I want you to now begin to let your neck and shoulders relax, falling into the floor, feeling your chest expanding and collapsing as you breathe in. Releasing any tension, letting it be absorbed by the ground beneath you. Allowing your cervical spine, your upper back, to release from the chest. Becoming heavy. Feel the collarbones reaching down towards the rib cage. Releasing any sharp tension in the shoulders. Moving down into the middle of the back, letting go of the thoracic spine. Think about how your body, how your spine is finding space within the vertebrae, how your spine is extending, it's relaxing, it's finding space and stretching. Continuing down into the lumbar spine, into the lower back, allowing that feeling of relaxation to flow down the body like a meandering stream through the valleys. Allow this feeling to run down your arms, through the elbow, past the wrist, reaching the very ends of your fingertips, accepting this feeling of heaviness and relaxation, letting all the muscles and the bones within your body loosen and fall into the ground. Let this sensation continue down into the hips. letting the hips soften, the tops of your legs softening, letting the thighs roll in and out of the floor. This warm flow continues down into your knees, past your shins and calves, and into the feet. Letting the remaining tension drain out through the toes, leaving you feeling calm and relaxed. Your body is heavy. Your body is sinking into the ground. You can feel the ground lifting you up, pushing you from the bottom, holding you, cradling you, and you are floating on top of the earth. Remembering to keep breathing in and out. Once you have taken a moment to enjoy and explore this feeling of relaxation in your current position, I would like you to find a way to come to standing. You could roll up through the spine, and you can take as long as you like. Don't rush. Staying fully present, finding a way of coming up to standing, taking as long as you need. Reawakening the spine. Once you've found your way to standing, I want you to observe how you are feeling. Are we feeling a bit unsteady since we've stood up? Are we feeling energized, like we're ready to move? Calm? Allow for a couple of moments to balance yourself, testing your balance. Releasing the knees, relaxing into the legs. Trying to release any tension we've picked up as we've come to standing. Relaxing the shoulders, the jaw, and just standing. Guided shape. When you're ready, I would like you to open your eyes. Staying present, we are going to move into a guided shake. Guided shaking is a great way to release stress and shake off any unwanted stress or tension. Please find a comfortable standing position, with your feet hip width apart, your knees are slightly bent and they are feeling released. We are going to start with the right arm, keeping it relaxed. Give it a good shake. Feel the shake through your wrist. Through your shoulders, shaking the elbow, keep shaking, keeping the arm nice and relaxed. Shaking that tension right out through the ends of your fingers. Now moving into the right leg, shaking the entire leg, giving it a really good shake, keeping the hips loose, the knee loose, allowing the ankle to flop. Feeling the tension draining out through the toes. Continue this shake. Feel it all from the top of the hip all the way down into the toes. And when you're ready, we'll start with the left arm. Keep breathing. Keep nice and loose. Giving the left arm a good shake through the wrist, the shoulders, the elbows. Really relax. Shaking through the wrist, feeling that relaxation through the body, shaking away any stress, any tension. And when you're ready, you will transfer to the left leg, releasing the leg, shaking, exploring, shaking the ankles, the toes, allow that relaxation from the hips all the way down to the ankle. Feel all the muscles, all the bones in the foot relaxing. Feel the shake all the way through. And keep breathing and keep shaking. And when you're ready, bring the foot down. And breathe. And now begin to shake the whole body. Release your whole body. The legs, the feet, the thighs, the ankle, the torso, the arms, the wrist to the shoulders, the chest and the elbows and the hips. And close your eyes if you feel safe. Giving the whole body a good shake. And keeping both feet on the floor, but you can allow the heels to come off. But keeping the feet touching the ground, releasing the knees into a bounce. And you can shake as lightly or as hard as you want. But let's try a shake hard on purpose. Really giving your body a good shake. And then decrease your shake to a light shake. And I want you to scan down the body. Is the whole body relaxed as you shake? Is it releasing as you shake? And relax the jaw, releasing any sounds or noise that might want to come out as you relax the jaw. Now I want you to slowly start to decrease the shake, slowing down, allowing the shake to become lighter, and when you're ready, come to a standing position. Allow yourself to take several deep, long breaths, noticing the thoughts popping into your head, accepting them and letting them go, because this time is for you. At this point, you might want to mentally scan your body, ensuring that you have fully released any tension being held in your body and muscles. Bringing your attention back to your breathing, notice the cool air filling your lungs, letting yourself become more and more comfortable with how you are standing, and adjust yourself if you need to. I want to start by imagining you are somewhere warm. I want you to imagine you are on a beach. You can feel your bare feet sinking into the sand. You are walking. And with every step you take, you feel the tension slip away. You notice the beautiful shoreline. The beach stretches on for miles. Beautiful white sand, and the sea is a bright blue. And the waves are crashing onto the shore over and over again. You can feel the sand between your toes, and walking on the sand tests your balance. Imagine you are standing still, looking out over the ocean. How does your body move with the sand? How does your body move with the waves crashing onto the shore? How does your body respond? Imagine your feet want to be covered in the sand. Imagine curling your toes to collect the sand, digging your feet into the sand, and the warm, hot sensations that sand gives to your feet. And how does your body move in relation to the sand? Imagine your whole body is moving through the sand. How would your body react? Your hand is pushing through. It's picking the sand up. It's throwing it. It's patting the sand. And it's digging up the sand. You begin walking towards the shoreline, to the edge of the water. It looks so inviting, and you can feel the warm sun on your face, your shoulders, and you can feel the soft breeze gently guiding you towards the sea. Take a deep breath in and slowly breathing out. You feel the waves crash over your toes and ankle, and the cool water feels comforting, and it offers you a feeling and a movement that you can respond to. The sea rolls in over and over again, gaining more and more energy. And you can feel that energy, and you allow it to flow through the body, reaching the very ends of your fingers, right to the top of your head? And how does that energy let you move? How does it respond? How does your body respond to that energy? The energy continues to flow all around the body, offering little movements that might transfer into a little improvisation, or allow you to change position. After a moment here, you begin to stroll back up the beach. You can feel the cool breeze lightly pushing against your back. It's moving your body, molding you into different positions. I want your body to respond to the gentle breeze. Imagine that breeze is pushing on the back of your knees. Imagine that breeze is pushing against your shoulders, pushing you from behind, and then from in front. And it's pushing on the back of your neck, very lightly. And how does your body respond to that feeling? As you continue walking, the sounds and the sights of this beach soothe your body and soul. The hot sun, the cool ocean, and the soft sand. You continue to move across the sand, looking around, accepting all the feelings and sensations, the moving and the changing of positions. You take a deep, long breath in. And you exhale, slowly absorbing that salty air. I'm now going to give you a minute to explore some of the movement or positions you might have found during this improvisation. I want you to fully enjoy this movement without care. You feel all the tension draining out of your body, your face. And you remember those sensations of the cold water hitting your ankles and feet. The sensation of the cool breeze on the back of your legs. Your shoulders relaxing. And you keep exploring through the positions that you might have found. Even if it's the slightest movement change, you feel your head dropping, that your knees release a little bit more, that you turn to face the hot, searing sun, or you try to move the sand with your hands. You pretend that your feet are covered in the soft sand, and how do your feet respond? Do you try and move each piece of the foot, each toe? How does it resist through the sand? I want you to enjoy these moments as you look back down the beautiful beach. Ready, bring your improvisation to a close, bringing yourself back into the room and coming to a still place. Take a moment to arrive. arrive back in the room. Remembering all the feelings we've explored today, and remember how we let go of all that tension in our bodies. Thank you so much for taking part in the second episode of the Creative Dance Podcast. If you can, please let me know how you got on, and if you have any feedback, please let me know via my Instagram page at Lucy Hobman Dance, or via email, which is lucyhobman@live.co.uk. Thank you so much. Bye.